What an epic week it has been. We are coming off of the 65th annual Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, the largest in-water boat show in the world. A quarter point interest rate reduction by the feds. Thank you very much. And the most epic presidential election of modern history, American history. My name is Kim Swears. Welcome to Yachting Unplugged, and I am with
Rick Thomas. Welcome to Yachting Unplugged. This has been a week.
What a week, God, right?
I got my voice back too.
I'm exhausted. I have slept so much in the last week, just catching up from all the, you know, the socializing and dealing with the clients and meeting people. It's what it's all about. Yes.
And I tell people, I don't think I've worked the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show harder in the last decade than this past one, because there's so much happening. There's so many things in the air. There's so much energy, so many people to talk to try to bring it all together, to connect the dots and really get your head around what's happening in our industry and our country right now.
Couldn't agree more. And they say the pace of the leader sets the pace of an organization or the industry. And from what I understand, Brunswick had a great show. They talked about their outboard motors, Sea Ray, Boston Whaler, more units than they sold year over year. So that was some great news to hear, because when they set the bar in our industry, and the rest is going to follow.
Well, that's exactly what we expect, and that's what we need here in the U.S. boat building industry, the boating industry in general, and the large yacht industry. It's all happening. And if you follow the large yacht industry, we came out of a pretty dynamic Monaco yacht show. And, you know, the flibs and the energy and the conversations that were going on, the events that we participated in with the International Super Yacht Society's Design and Leadership Gala, spectacular.
Don't forget the U.S. Super Yacht Association luncheon.
Oh.
Bert Fowles was spot on.
He's where he needs to be.
He is. Yes, absolutely.
And
he really brought home the point, and really it needs to resonate that super yachts and yachting in general is so important to the sustainability of our industry, but also to all the communities that those yachts hit when they're at port.
That's right. We're going to talk a lot today about the U.S. industry. And the interesting caveat there is a little less than a week now. Tristan and I are getting on an airplane. We're flying to Amsterdam for the Super Yacht Forum and the Metz Trade Forum. And we're going to be engaged in the European and world industry, where I'm hoping to connect some dots between what's happening on the other side of the pond and in the Pacific Rim back to what's happening here in the United States.
Couldn't agree more. I want to take a step back and think, Qatar is having their very first boat show. I don't know if you heard that. Very first one.
I had not.
90 yachts are on display. It's actually going on right now. And I'm so excited about that, because whenever we have a birth of a new boat show, it means that that area is expanding and growing. So hats off to them on that.
Yeah, and that's not far from Dubai. I had been doing the Dubai boat show for many years, and I remember when that really started off. And it brought a huge amount of yachting industry into Abu Dhabi and the Emirates. And those are positive attributes. These are good things, even though they're not happening here in the United States. It's good for our industry in general.
No, yachting worldwide is so important to not just the social side, but the economic side of what they bring to every single community, every single country.
Yes.
I've had the luxury to travel with a friend of mine that has a mega yacht. I've gone to Turkey and some of the most amazing places in the world. And it's so great to see how they welcome us and they really treat us like royalty, and then really encourage us to come back.
Well, they should, because when you look at who's buying the product, 60-65% of all the large yachts in the world are purchased by U.S. owners.
Wow.
That's huge. And U.S. manufacturers are still exporting their products and designs and innovations into Europe and Turkey and the Pacific Rim. So however you want to look at it, we still remain the yachting capital of the world here. And our innovations, our resources, our wealth supports so much of the worldwide boating industry.
And the city of Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, has really stepped up. I spoke at a city commission meeting, I think like 5 years ago, on behalf of Suntex. I had recently come off of a trip to Turkey and brought my experience firsthand to the commission. I spoke of my experience and how Turkey was really making pathways for all the yachts to visit, and brought what I just experienced. They passed it unanimously to move forward with Suntex to have that mega yacht marina, which is now Las Olas Marina.
Yeah, we're going to have to go over there one of these days and do a little conversation on those docks.
And you bring up a good point, because this Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show is a 7-location millions of square footage, 1,000 vendors, 1,300-ish boats, I believe, on display. But my point being is of those seven locations, all of them have gone through a dramatic either renovation or redevelopment. And I hats off to the county, to the city, and all of the people involved in really all those projects. And I look forward, you and I are going to make the commitment to visit all of them.
Absolutely.
In a little bit coming up, we're going to start with Megan Legacy and Pier 66.
Oh, great.
Really excited about that project. It's now almost done.
Well, and that's a good takeaway, because we just went through a boat show that I thought was phenomenal. Every one of those sites is currently under development. Yeah. There is work going on, yet we had a boat show where you didn't really realize that.
No,
that was kind of in the background. The show seemed like no different than any other, and it was kind of remarkable. They could keep all that construction and all of that development happening and still run these boat shows as well as they did.
Couldn't agree more. Imagine when it's actually the ribbon cuttings are done.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all fully functional, how incredible this boat show is going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
And not just that, but just the yachting community in general is really going to come here. They're going to choose it not only for a final destination, but for repairs and many other things.
So I want to segue a little bit, because you started this conversation talking about how we just experienced probably one of the most dynamic political events of my lifetime, your lifetime almost certainly. I realized going into the election that this was going to be a conversation of the country. And what came out of this election, you can't deny there's now a mandate. All metrics were met.
I agree.
And so what I've always supported and enjoyed in our conservative party, and I think our current president-elect has done a good job of bridging the gap between both parties in how he's building his vision for a new administration, is pro-business, reduce taxes, making the opportunity to build your entrepreneurial business better with less government.
You also left out access to waterways. They're really putting a lot of money into the marinas and the ramps and all these ports of calls to really cater to our industry, which is super important. And thanks to Frank and his team at the NMMA, we are working on, you know, the right whales, and obviously a collaboration between technology companies as well as government agencies, where we can coexist, if you will, with the whales.
That's important. I think when you look at these big wind farms that they're creating on the ocean without any real regard to the environmental impact, because it's all about trying to create more green energy, yet the efficiencies of these wind farms are nominal, really. You know, it's time to maybe take a refresh, relook at this, because there are potentially better ways that are more environmentally friendly. They're not going to impact, it's not just those whales, it's most of that marine life around those areas get impacted by this. You know, so let's be realistic about it.
I'd like to read what Frank said, his press release. Frank Hogelmeyer,
sure,
president and CEO of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, as we know it, as the NMMA.
Yep.
He writes and announced, on behalf of the more than 36,000 businesses that make up the recreational boating industry, we extend our congratulations to President-elect Trump. Recreational boat, marine engine, and accessory manufacturers are united in our mission to ensure the growth and success of our nation's $230 billion
with a B,
recreational boating economy. I love this. This is important.
Okay.
With an estimated 95% of boats on our nation's waterways are made right here in the United States.
Bravo.
It's really great to see that.
That's wonderful.
So boating
to see that
is an American sport. It's an American-made sport.
Past
and with
time,
the current administration handing it off to a very pro-American administration, we're looking forward to what's to come.
Well, Kim, that is nothing but good news, but it does cause me to reflect a little bit, because those that follow my Yachting USA podcast will know that I talk about where we once were as a boat building industry here in North America and where we are now. And I point out that when I got started in this industry so many years ago, there was over 45 shipyards in North America building cruise serve yachts. It's less than a dozen. It's probably closer to half a dozen that are actively now still engaged in that type of business. So what's happened there? I think we've lost a lot of that because the yacht building industry has not declined. It's grown over the last three decades significantly. So we've lost it to foreign competition. It's the smaller boats that are making up that 95%. And that is, as you pointed out, the huge economy. But it's also the American boat buyer, yacht buyer, that's buying 65% of the products that are being built overseas. So there might need to be a realignment. And that'll be interesting under the new administration because they do talk about tariffs and trying to create more of a level playing field. Not necessarily popular if you're building boats in China or Taiwan necessarily, but, you know, we've got to take a look at our own boat building interests here as well.
Right. Well, they say there's a saying, charity starts at home.
It does.
And we have to really be American focused right now. Yeah. Be more excited about what's to come.
Yeah, no, I love this. And I think that we are on the cusp of some really amazing, great economies coming our way. And 2025 should be remarkable.
It will be, regardless of who won the election. Change has happened.
Yes.
And 2025 will be a really epic year of change. So next show, you and I will be with Megan Legassi and her team at Pier 66.
I can't wait.
Touring the new Pier 66, which is, I mean, incredible. I had a chance to see it before, during all the construction, and now we're going to see it firsthand afterwards. It's going to be a great episode. There'll be our next one. Do not want to miss it.
No, you know what I admire about what they did there, too, is, yeah, they've built complete new infrastructure docks. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But they maintained the iconic hotel, the tower. And they're going to return it to its functionality.
They have 12 restaurants there.
I want to see how they put 12 restaurants there. That's amazing.
Massive meeting spaces. They have a club that I toured that I'm considering maybe joining, where you actually can act, a resident or someone from out of town can join and use the amenities. But not actually stay there if they don't want to. They can if they want to. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, great. We're going to tour the club too. So I'm really excited about it being a mega yacht destination,
I'm
as
thrilled.
Well as, you know, boating in general and those that are on travel plans. It's great seeing you,
Kim. Always. This
has
been
fun. Have a great
fun.
Week, and I'll see you on the docks at Pier 66.
You will. Hopefully, right before we hop the pond to go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, travel safe.
Of course, always.
So we'll see you on the next episode of Yachting Unplugged. And whether you live, work, or play on the water, just get on the water, because there's nothing better than a lifestyle on the water.
I couldn't say it better. Absolutely.
And always, always, always boat smart from the start.
Yes, boat
Take
smart,
care, everyone.
Boat safe.
Have a great week.